Was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride.
This is Up North News. So I'm Pat Whitelow, live from Lake Wasota. I would love to show you the lake, but my TV training for all those years of Channel 13 was enough that I know I can't put the window behind me and show you the lake. And I'm still working on my green screen talents. So instead, you get the home office. I promise you, the lake is over this way, Lake Wasota and the Chippewa River. And out this way is a cornfield where I smashed a drone over the weekend. Not a good investment on my wife's part for my birthday present, but we'll get that fixed. I can only laugh about it because my grandson, who's 15, crashed his drone nearby a day earlier. So, we love life on the lake, but that doesn't make us good pilots necessarily. The office tour, the photos over here, for those of you watching on the video feed, do include both adult daughters and now four grandkids, three grandsons and a new granddaughter, 4 months old. And yes, that is me and Uncle Joe. When then Vice President Biden came to town during my run for Congress back in 2012, the generic state of Wisconsin is just requisite. You have to have that. So when I saw it at a fair booth, I said, yeah, you have to have a former news anchor has to have a box effect over his shoulder. And there you are, state of Wisconsin. And of course, a good dairy farm picture because of being married to a good farmer's daughter from Manitowoc County. So there's your brief tour of where we've got our coffee breaks every day, complete with, depending on who I'm talking to, either the Up North News mug, or once we start taking calls, you may instead see me drinking from the I Am Silently Correcting Your Grammar mug. So be sure you're coming in with something, informed and not just spewing. We don't have a lot of patience for spewing. We want to have a good coffee break together. Haven't really formally introduced Luke Mathers as our producer, but I guess I will start by doing an age test on him. Luke, if I tell you that yesterday was allegedly the birth date of George Jetson, and that George Jetson now lives amongst us, do you get the reference?
I know the reference, but I can't tell you what year that show actually takes place in, but I would project it 40 years beyond yesterday, 45 years beyond yesterday, maybe?
40 years. Yeah, good, okay. good catch. The Jetsons premiered, a lot of people think cartoons, they think Saturday mornings, cartoons and things, but well before The Simpsons, there were primetime animated shows, the Jetsons and the Flintstones among them in the 60s. The Jetsons premiered in 1962, and it was during the show that George Jetson, the father figure, noted that he is 40 years old. So, and the show takes place 100 years in the future, so 2062. So that means, and I'm not sure where the July 31st date came from, but the interwebs are all full of memes and notes that July 31st, 2022 was the birth date of George Jetson, which means that 40 years from now, we're going to be finally having the flying cars and living in houses up on big stilts up in the sky, which I know some people have said now makes sense as we're making more of the planet, uninhabitable. We probably will have to, live up on stilts above this. But Luke, I don't see you as somebody that saw a lot of Jetsons cartoons, even in reruns.
No, I would let you know that all of the reruns that I have seen were probably on Boomerang. So that's relatively the only place I think I could find those cartoons.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
At my age.
And Boomerang actually came into was very handy for me last week, having the grandkids in, because I feel like, especially the 3-year-old, but the 8-year-old as well, I feel like they've already seen everything on Disney Junior or on Nick Junior. And so when we were at a water park last week in the Wisconsin Dells area, and we had a TV located nearby, and the kids were getting a little rambunctious, I put on Boomerang and I'm like, here's something they haven't seen. And swear to God, they were transfixed at times rather than acting up. They chilled out for a bit. And, let's be honest, that's not the first time cartoons from the 60s have been used as a babysitter. It got me to this point. And, look how well I'm doing now. I'm running a radio show on a website out of my office with the curtains closed on a lovely day. So I've got that going for me, which is nice. When we talk more in the next hour, we'll talk a little bit about you know, the genesis of the show, the network that we're hoping to grow, and some of the things we hope that you will be a part of as well. But I did say before the commercial, I'll note it again, our line, if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment at times, will be, of course, in the 715-715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155.
That area code's so good, Pat, that I snuck it in there twice for you. I got you two 715s in that number.
715. I'm going to have to get the cadence just right on this. 715-388-7155. Okay, that's almost poetic. That'll work. I appreciate your work on that. There was more than a little bit to do behind the scenes here to get ready for day one. And that included, you know, getting a Facebook page up and running, getting the working on the Twitter machine, getting the live feed all set. And I wanted to express my appreciation to a couple of friends. We were looking for some good photos. We wanted to start with the Wausau area and get some nice pictures of that as well. Because as we noted earlier, you know, there's about 80 some stations in the state that are carrying nothing but conservative talk, and a lot of it, frankly, based out of New York or, you know, other major metropolitan areas that aren't talking a lot about the issues that we're following here. And so we're very happy to have this place for you to urge you to learn more about the issues, to hear from our guests. We'll also take ideas. I should share the email address as well. I've mentioned before that our website is upnorthnewswi.com. And so if you want to email the show, the radio show that we now have, that email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. One more time, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. So we would appreciate that. Part of what's made Up North News work, especially the daily newsletter that I put out on weekdays, has been the photography. It started with, you know, once a week we were putting up kind of a banner photo, something picturesque around the state. But folks have been just amazing at sending in things, photos from every corner of the state. And so it's now a daily feature. So if you want to see that along with the news stories that we're working on, go to upnorthnewswi.com. And then in the banner on the homepage up on top, it says newsletter. Just click on that. You'll ask your email address, you get in, and you'll start receiving something that I start working on after the show through the afternoon, and then put out kind of in the later afternoon hours so that you can see. And I try to limit it to three things, just three things you need to know about what's going on around Wisconsin. Usually something very newsy, and then something pretty light as well, because again, that's what life in Wisconsin is like. We want to cover the serious issues, but that's not what we're all about here. I guarantee you, I'm going out to the lake when this is all done, because it's not all work and no play. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Quitewell. We'll have more in our next hour.